It's Wisconsin Today. Now, in southeastern Wisconsin, a village's police department has agreed to assist Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agents.
Under a pending contract, the Palmyra Public Safety Department would be able to work with ICE, questioning people about their immigration status and making federal immigration arrests.
Palmyra's police department is on an ICE list that includes hundreds of participating local agencies across the country. It would be the first police department in Wisconsin to get what's known as Task Force Model Authority.
Around the U.S., local law enforcement is training with ICE agents and becoming part of the federal government's immigration crackdown. According to ICE, as of yesterday, the agency has signed over 500 of these task force model agreements with local agencies in 35 states.
The ACLU of Wisconsin is monitoring these agreements. Tim Muth is a senior staff attorney at the American Civil Liberties Union of Wisconsin. Tim, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here again.
What does a task force model agreement mean for Palmyra's law enforcement department?
Yeah, it's essentially a kind of partnership agreement with ICE that deputizes police officers in the Palmyra Police Department who get trained by ICE to essentially be ICE agents out in the community. So they're able to stop people on the street, interrogate them about their immigration status, and potentially start the process of having somebody being deported.
What type of training do they receive from ICE to make these actions?
That is not entirely clear. ICE has not been transparent in making available its training materials. We believe that there is some training about the basics of immigration law, but this is a ICE is ramping up very rapidly, and whether or not it is providing sufficient training about people's constitutional rights, et cetera, we have grave concerns.
I've been scrolling through the Excel document of participating agencies these last couple days. ICE, it looks like, is inking these task force model contracts very quickly, but some are pending. Can you talk about what is pending here and how will these task force model agreements impact immigration enforcement?
Well, one thing I want to point out is that yesterday, Palmyra's agreement was switched from the pending list to the participating agency list.
Yes, yes.
And so pending, as I understand it, means the agreement has not yet been signed by everybody who needed to sign it. So maybe the head of ICE was not available to put his signature on the document. But when it is pending, it means that a local agency has applied and indicated its interest and willingness to be a partner with ICE.
Without this task force model agreement, what are local police departments legally able to do in the area of immigration enforcement?
Very little, if anything. Local police departments are tasked with enforcing our state and local laws, and immigration is purely a federal matter to be investigated by the federal government. And if you think about it, different state and local crimes, like driving without a license, it doesn't matter why you were driving without a license. It doesn't matter your immigration status. It just matters that you didn't have a license. And that's true for basically every state and local kind of crime somebody might be arrested for. There is no reason for somebody's immigration status to be inquired into by a local police department.
Tim, what's in this for Palmyra? Why would a police department like Palmyra's want to participate?
So we've submitted an open records request asking for their projections of income and expense to try and figure out if there's a financial incentive. We know that ICE has been recruiting very aggressively to try and get local police departments, county sheriffs to sign up for these agreements. So we don't know if there were any financial inducements. We don't know if this is just a police department that wants to align itself with a particular political philosophy.
And there are other models of coordination with ICE. There's, of course, what we've been talking about, the task force model, but there's also the jail enforcement model and the warrant service officer program. How are those different?
Yes, both of those, and those are the only two kinds that have been in force in Wisconsin, and those are all with county sheriffs. And the jail enforcement model is what it sounds like. It is when somebody has already been arrested on a state or local charge and they are in custody in a jail. It is an agreement with ICE that the jail can investigate somebody's immigration status, who's already in custody for some state or local offense. The warrant service officer agreement is really sort of a paper-pushing agreement. As its name, warrant service officer, it just means that the local sheriff's department can serve an ICE warrant on somebody who is in custody in the jail.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for your time and these explanations. We appreciate it.
Thanks for your interest and coverage of this topic.
Tim Muth is a senior staff attorney at the ACLU of Wisconsin. We talked about the first police department in Wisconsin to enter a task force cooperation agreement with ICE. Palmyra's interim police chief and director of public safety, Paul Blount, provided a comment. He said, quote, "If approved, this program would allow our trained officers to work in closer partnership with federal authorities, gaining access to databases and resources that enhance investigations and help us combat serious crimes such as narcotics trafficking and human trafficking." He went on to say this is a tool, not a blanket immigration enforcement program, and our focus is on criminals who threaten public safety, not law-abiding residents.